So one of the few childhood memories I actually remember is about learning to ride a bicycle. Not the first time as a little kid, that was just a little too long ago, but in sixth grade, my parents bought me my first big bike. It was a green Schwinn, and I still have a picture of myself with it in the big box under my bed. The picture shows the bike from the side, so you can see the whole frame and the big wheels. And I'm standing behind it, holding it up. What strikes me most about this picture is the look on my face. I can see a mixture of excitement and nervousness in that look. And I remember the thoughts behind those feelings really, really well because I'm really familiar with them. I was working up the courage to get on that big bike. The fear of the height and the speed that it could go was just as strong as the thrill. I've had that feeling many, many times since, and sometimes the fear is too much and I don't do the thing. And sometimes the thrill or the satisfaction or the joy wins out, and boy, does that feel good. I imagine that Anne Sexton knew that feeling. And maybe you do too, anyone? Yeah? Anyone? There's a couple. Yeah. And I think that a lot of our role models, the people we think of when we think about doing big things to make change in the world, I think they know it too. Despite that, or maybe because of that, I admire the ability of my heroes to seem unafraid in the face of public opinion at best, and violence against them at worst. I'm thinking about people who conspicuously and publicly worked to bend that arc of the universe toward justice through US history. People like Frederick Douglass, Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Jimmie Lee Jackson, James Reeb, Viola Liuzzo, Oscar Schindler, Rosa Parks, Nelson Mandela. I'm also thinking about the role models I hold in today's work, the work that is never ending, the work that changes but continues, like the Dalai Lama, like Reverend William Barber, like Greta Thunberg, like Bree Newsom, like Colin Kaepernick. Who are you inspired by in our history and in today's world? Shout them out. Anyone. Sojourner Truth. Y'all are quiet today. I heard something.
Harriet Tubman.
Raphael Warnock. Yeah. Mandela Barnes. Mm-hmm. Tony Evers. Liz Cheney. President Obama. Reverend Everett Mitchell. Yes. And Michelle Obama. I missed it. Thank you. Alex G. Yeah. Many, many people who have done and are doing amazing work toward bending that arc. And sometimes I think about those folks and I think, that's a really big role to measure myself against, right? How many of y'all feel like you can measure up against those big names? Yeah. And why should we feel like we have to, right? Every one of us, every single day, makes choices that keep us living our lives as ourselves and not allowing ourselves to be bent by the injustice around us. That's more of a challenge for some of us, But even people who represent the dominant culture have to decide to take the risk of engaging people who don't necessarily agree with them. And these days, that is hard. So today is about making room for everyday acts of courage, the bravery of embracing your beauty even when it doesn't fit the airbrushed images surrounding us, the courage of calling out microaggressions that occur daily for many of us. And what about resisting the persistent seduction of status and stuff? Turning down that drink one day at a time, making yourself get out of bed when the depression tells you to stay there, holding your partner's hand in public. That kind of courage is everyday courage, and that kind of courage is contagious. Our everyday courage keeps each other going. Watching someone else make it through another day helps us endure. Witnessing someone else confront bigotry offers us a little courage to stand up for ourselves or for someone else the next time our values are challenged. Seeing someone else's body art or funky hair or unfashionable clothing choices or clothing choices that may just not be like mine reminds us that we can also choose to show the world something of ourselves. It's in that spirit that I invited you to share images and reflections of everyday courage that you have witnessed or embraced. And three of you responded to that invitation. This is Isaac, a member of our congregation. Isaac sent me this reflection to go along with their self-portrait. They write, "I took this Polaroid of myself mere hours before I called my mom and dad via FaceTime, with my spouse Elliot by my side, on an old couch in a cabin north of Madison on a lake. I'd waited 19 years, but after maybe 20 minutes of preface, I finally told my parents, I am not straight. I am bisexual. I am not a man. I am a non-binary person, and I use they, them pronouns. With the grace I know her to carry, my mom essentially said, you came out to me. Of course I know these things. It was October 11th, National Coming Out Day. I took this leap of faith to honor everyone who's lived with and died from homophobia and transphobia, and for the sake of my own spirit and health. Leading up to the call, I texted half the contacts in my cell phone just to hold myself accountable and to know I had support, no matter how it went." Yeah. This is Lily. Reed member Ellie, back there, sent me this picture with Lily's permission and wrote these words. "Every noon, except Sundays, she is at the Capitol protesting topless that it is her body and her choice. In cold weather, she wears a cape." And in parentheses, Ellie wrote, "Funnily, she says she has been doing this, says since she has been doing this, she has had more eye contact with men than ever before." Yeah. And this is Susan, another Reed member. Susan told the worship tech team that met yesterday about her recent adventure taking selfies while trying on new glasses so she could see what they looked like. And Deb invited her to share a picture. Susan hesitated. She said she didn't think it was a very good picture, and she was nervous about it being on the big screen. And then I watched her consider letting people see this picture that she took only for herself and embrace the spirit of courage as she said, "Sure, okay, I'll send it to you." It was also Susan who said to me, "Just being human requires courage to show up. For each of you that I look at, well, for those of you I've known at least a little while, which isn't all of you, I can think of an act of that kind of courage, the courage to show up that has inspired me, that you have done. Take a look around at your neighbors. If you're attending virtually, feel free to turn on your video, change your settings to gallery view so you too can look at each other. And ask yourself as you look around, what have I seen someone else do that offered me some courage? Or what have I done that I know offered someone else some courage? Does anyone feel like sharing what they thought of? So Rhonda said that Marla gave her the courage to get up and lead songs. So Marla shared that she gathered courage from board presidents before her who encouraged her to serve in that role. Yeah. I forgot to say, friends, if you were attending virtually and you want to put things in the chat, I'm going to read those out loud as well. So this is a fun enterprise. That means I have to find the chat. Here we go. Who else? Heather.
I'd say Drew's kindness gave me the courage to accompany a different conductor again.
Thank you, Heather. Drew's kindness encouraged her to accompany again. Jeanette says, someone who was nervous about driving volunteered to give me a ride to a medical appointment. Can be as simple as that. Yeah, Lila. Yeah, so Lila is sharing about a young asylum seeker that she is hosting in her home, who has broken both his legs and who Lila is very inspired by his courage and his hope. Somebody's pointing over this way. Hi, Alice. So Alice is facing cataract surgery and is encouraged by the people that she speaks to who have undergone other surgeries. Yeah, thank you. Keep on thinking, friends. Thank you to all of you, to Isaac, to Ellie and Lily and Susan. Thanks to each of you who spoke for embodying the courage that it takes to do that in a room full of people. Courage is contagious. This is what I'm trying to say. The bravery that makes some people famous and makes them make it into history books, that plays a really big part in changing the world, right? But so does how we keep each other going by sharing our everyday courage. So the final message is, don't worry if you haven't saved the world yet. And let's stop comparing ourselves with people in the news and people in the history books. Our work today, our work is less about looking up to people and more about looking over at each other and remembering that others are looking over at us too and finding the courage that they need. May it be so, and may we be so.